This is the way every show starts.
Yeah.
You have Smarties in your mouth. I'm waiting for you to chew.
You know, I'm lucky to be alive. I almost didn't make it.
Hoof and mouth disease.
Not
that's so
hoof
wild.
And mouth. It's hand, foot, mouth disease. Hoof and mouth is what my cattle get. I had hand,
how did
foot,
you get hoof and mouth?
From my kids.
Wow.
They're just, all they do is traffic in disease from their preschool. It was the worst. It is absolutely the worst. Hand, foot, mouth. Don't let it happen to you. Blisters all over, like the inside.
All right, stop,
okay,
stop.
Okay. Anyway, I couldn't eat. It hurt to walk. Ugh, it was awful, and it just would not go away.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks. You know, I was actually...
I was out having a great time. I was at Americana Fest.
I know you were. I know you were at
Americana Fest.
Before
that, I was in New York.
Hoof
and mouth. Wow.
I have a song here. I wanted to play so badly today because I thought, well, this really captures what it was like when I was going through my fever dreams and everything. But it has, it's the song's 4 minutes long, and the first 2.5 minutes or so of it is it fading in. So it has it. So here, I'll just scooch all the way in for like,
okay.
It has this, like the slowest fade.
Yeah. Should I keep fading it up or is it going to do
no,
that?
No, this is it. It's, this, it starts with this tone.
This is the song.
This is like the first 2 minutes of it, and it just keeps getting louder and louder, and this is, it eventually evolves into this. Oh, it's taking me right back.
Oh, you can't see my face.
Yeah.
It's numb. It's like, I feel like a cat. I feel like a cat, like on brain freeze.
That's what it sounded like. That's what hoof and mouth. That's what hand, foot,
see?
And mouth sounds like.
Wow.
That's Claire Singer. From her record, Solace.
Does know she know you're about to do this to her?
No, what? That's not an insult.
That's totally.
That is not an insult. She, it captures.
Your
perfect...
music is as good as hand, foot, and hoof disease.
Hand, foot, mouth. No, I'm just saying, you know, when you're like in some fog, that's what that sound, that's what it sounded like.
Well, you know, it reminded me of ambient music, which I love, right?
And, yeah, and, no, I know what you're thinking.
Makes great ambient music. And I got an email the other day. It said, that Brian Eno is singing on somebody else's song. And
what?
He never lends his... I mean, I can't think of another record in the past 20 years where
well,
he
and
has
he
sang that
sings
wasn't
himself
his...
Then.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it's an artist. It's a Portuguese artist. The group is called The Gift. The woman he's singing with, her name is Sonia Tavares. Anyway, the song is called Love Without Violins. Mm. So here it goes. I'm so happy.
To see you turn your dirt away from me, you won't hide that away from me. It's hard to see you turn your little ways for me. You must give every day unto me. You're gonna get my eyes, not me. You have to see. You don't give that away from me. You're living every day for me. Your pleasure is to give. Chance of me, you may not have a taste.
business talking about it as though it's some kind of a sin. It's just love without violence. If love is a role in your private theater, it's better to follow the casting director's whims. It's just love.
It took a while for it to get going for me, but once it got going, I really loved it. Yeah,
I loved her voice at the beginning, and I actually didn't know man or woman, honestly, at the top. And then that melody,
yeah,
that switch in the song. I just love when music does that.
Well, it's a good line, too, Love yeah. Without Violins. It's yeah. a good little hook.
It really is. Brian Eno says of this song that the idea for Love Without Violins came out of Sonia's startling voice. She sings in exactly the same register as me. I think it's called baritone, he says. But it has a couple of extra octaves on top, so she's sort of a baritone soprano. And he loved it. But he said, I wanted this idea kind of love that wasn't pink and fluffy and adolescent, but had undertones and overtones of control and surrender, of people prepared to go all the way to the limits of their imaginations. I think it may be the only time, Brian Eno says, I've written the word love in any song, but it's not puppy love I was talking about. It's tough love, love without violins. So the group is The Gift. There's a video for it, which is we can't play on the radio, but it's heavily rated, and that too, and but you should watch it because it's pretty cool. But the song comes out at the
just end. Not at work.
Yeah. Yes, the song can be had at the end of the month, September 30th.
Do you know Savoir Adore, the band Savoir Adore?
Yeah,
from Brooklyn. I mean, really, it's just mainly one guy, Paul Hammer. He's the lead singer and songwriter for the group for a while. They were a duo. He wrote and recorded music with a woman named Deidre Murrow, but she left in 2014.
Oh, this I didn't.
Yeah, she left in 2014. And since then, he's just collaborated with lots of different people. But Savoir Adore has a new record out called The Love That Remains, and the song that I want to play called Savages. It has sort of the kind of the infectious beats and melodies that you'd expect from pop music. Super catchy, but there's some nice, surprising little sounds and details in the corners of this song that I think make it very curious.
I want.
It's called Savages from Savoir Adore and the record The Love That Remains.
I want you.
Yeah, Lauren Zettler singing with Paul Hammer on that cut. So Paul Hammer, he says that the record overall is about rediscovering love in life in all the various forms that it takes, but that this song, despite the tone of it musically, is the darkest thing that he's ever written. He says it's about that feeling of becoming something other than yourself, especially late at night, that scary feeling of losing control and becoming a monster. You probably live with that every night of your life, don't you, Bob?
Paul and I ought to get together.
Secretly a monster.
But not at night.
He says, unfortunately, I found myself in that place a lot when I first started working on this record. He says it was a confusing time, but it was such a specific feeling that I just had to tap into it. And as difficult as it was, you learn a lot from confronting that feeling. It's often in those moments that you figure out what you need to do to change it. And so this song represents a turning point when he confronted those feelings. Paul Hammer, Savoir Adore, the song with Savages from The Love That Remains. You know, Paul Hammer is the son of Jan Hammer. Do you know Jan Hammer?
Yeah.
Does this ring a bell to you?
Uh-oh. Oh,
yeah. That Miami Vice theme. That's what I remember from Jan Hammer.
Playing out the fader. Done.
Yeah.
Didn't Jan Hammer is best known for his guitar playing.
His guitar. And when I was in high school, I wanted a guitar so bad. I just thought I would be the coolest person if I had a guitar. And I never got it. Oh, yeah.
Right?
And on the neck.
Wait. Yeah.
On the neck of the guitar was this little dial that you could move up and down with your finger like you were bending string notes.
When's your birthday?
Not for another year.
Last year was, or many years ago, you're still eating the sweet tarts from...
I brought 4 packs in. I find after the any more than that, and I start clawing
you're
at my flesh.
You're jittery. Yeah. I don't even know what to do after that. But Julia Jacklin is an artist I saw at South by Southwest, a little place called Cheer Up Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been the same day I saw Big Thief. But it was a great night, one of those magic nights at South by Southwest. She's an Australian artist, grew up sort of in the mountains west of Sydney. And she's got a new record coming out. I want to play a song. Warning, you have to stick with it. Yeah? You know those songs that build to something, but sometimes the build, unless you know the song, if it's a first time, it feels like it might.
You're waiting.
You're waiting.
You're waiting.
Yeah, stick with it. I'm going to play a song called Hey Plain, H-A-Y-P-L-A-I. I am a plane.
Driving home, the road makes me feel smaller. My heart feels forsakes my hand to the shoulder, and I feel you, darling, on my own. The mind brings you drive me around.
She's got pipes. She can sing.
Yeah, she sort of reminded me of Adrian Lenker from Big Thief, which...
Yeah, I can hear that. The guitar sound, too.
And that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
The song is called Hey Plane. It's from Julia Jacklin, and there's a new record coming called Don't Let the Kids Win.
I love it.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
Don't let the kids win.
That song did have a nice payoff to it, and I was thinking as I was listening to that nice build, I thought, well, the build wouldn't be awesome like this if it didn't start off somewhere, you know, a little more remote. So that was nice.
Sweet.
You know what we ought to do? Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with music from Dirty Projectors.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Fifth Generation, maker of Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito Beverage, yeah, that's his real name, incorporates the concepts of artisan craftsmanship found in boutique wineries into the spirits industry to create Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito still uses the time-honored pot still batch distillation process at the original distillery where he started it all in Austin, Texas. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and is naturally gluten-free.
I didn't know corn was gluten-free.
I guess if you care about those sorts of things, you pay attention to it being gluten-free. I usually don't think. Give me something that'll, you know, get me pretty drunk, but, you know, without the gluten.
Cheers.
Yeah. So Dirty Projectors released recently their first new music.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard this yet.
You haven't heard this yet?
I'm sitting down.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you haven't heard this
yet. You know, well, I've been in Nashville.
Yeah. You were in the thick of it when this came out.
I'm not sure. How did you know?
It is their first new music in 4 years.
Gluten-free corn. I'm sorry. Keep going.
All right. Dirty Projectors.
Is corn gluten-free? Learn when it's not. Okay. Keep going. Yes.
Jeez, I apologize to Dirty Projectors.
Yes.
I know. Dirty Projectors. So there's a little bit of mystery surrounding this new song that they released. It's the first one since 2012.
Can you just play the song?
All right. I'll just play the song. The song's called Keep Your Name.
A long time, people.
Well, 4 years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
So this whole song is pretty bleak, and it's very warped, just like you would expect, sonically warped from Dirty Projectors. And the song is called Keep Your Name.
I don't know why you abandoned me. You were my soul and my partner. What we imagined and what we became, we'll keep them separate and you keep your name. You keep your name. You keep your name. You we both know. It lives in our hearts, we built it together. Fear is a manicure, love is unchained. So we'll keep on separate and you'll keep your name. You keep your name.
Cause we were just different. Your heart is in the clothing line. My body said they only climb. No logo, we shared kisses and vision. But I kiss his shit that Gene Simmons said. A band is a brand and it licks that our vision is dissonant.
You always hurry to grow. I think I'll always just feel kind of the same. What I want from art is truth. What you want is fame. Now we'll keep them separate and you keep your name. You keep your name.
David Longstreth sings, he's got this great line in the song that he repeats. He says, "Where what I want from art is truth, what you want is fame." So it's not clear who he's talking to, but it certainly feels like it's someone related to the band in some way, in some sort of vision disagreement about the vision of their music. But again, can't confirm anything.
You know, I'm often the person that, like, right to the lyrics, I listen to every word. Mm. I was so enamored and fascinated by the sound of the song. I didn't even get to where you're
right.
even talking about,
yeah.
which is not like me.
Yeah.
But thank you, David.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot to dig into on this song.
I appreciate the adventure.
It warrants a lot of listens. He released a video for the song as well. Dirty Projectors released a video for the song as well. You can see it on our website, npr.org/allsongs. And it is just as equally tortured as the song, with moments like Longstreth smashing his guitar. You know, a lot of anger and frustration wrapped up in it. And also, no word on a new record from them yet, but stay tuned. I think details will start trickling out soon.
Mm. Other great voices in this world we've had just recently on his 82nd birthday, Leonard Cohen puts out a new song.
Like five records ago, I thought he's probably done, right? It's
just
amazing.
Absolutely remarkable. I, for many, many years, I've had this sort of inside joke just with myself that basically is every record seems to get deeper
right.
and deeper, right? And that the next record will be completely subsonic. You will, right. you'll only feel it. You won't even hear
right.
it. And this comes close. So yeah. I'm so thrilled to have a new Leonard Cohen record. I wrote a little blog post about this on his birthday the other day when the song You Want It Darker, which is the title track to the new album, came out. So I'd like to play this for those who didn't see or hear it yet.
And whose ears can still pick up wavelengths at below a certain level. Yeah.
Do dogs hear low as well as high?
I have no idea.
Well, your pets may go a little nuts. here's Leonard Cohen, You Want It Dark, or You Want It Darker.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? I'm ready, my lord.
Leonard Cohen, there's a beautiful choir from a synagogue there doing that absolutely haunting stuff. And he's got a new record coming. Yes.
This fall.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Let's go out on Johnny Swim. Johnny Swim is a duo, Amanda Sedano and Abner Ramirez. They are married, and they make just this most beautiful, uplifting music together. They have a new record coming out called Georgica Pond. And
what is it?
Georgica, like Georgia, but Georgica. Huh. Georgica Pond. And a whole bunch of new songs that you'll be able to hear a week early in our first listen series. But what we got here is the song that they closed the record with, which is a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. I was a really big Chris Isaak fan back in the early 90s, late 80s and early 90s when this song first came out. And I love what they do with it here, the song Wicked Game here. I wrote to the band and asked them a little bit about why they love it so much. And they said that it's just one of, first of all, it's just one of the sexiest songs of all time. And it really is. There's something they say that's just so sultry about.
But you didn't like sexy songs.
I like certain sexy. It's steamy, Bob.
So it's things with moisture-based sexy is the stuff.
Moisture-based sexy. That just sounds so wrong. It's so gross.
Oh, but that's, I was just trying to pinpoint that.
No, it's
when I get your birthday present.
Well, look, don't get me anything steamy or the band says there's something so sultry about the song and how it contrasts outright desire and the angst that comes with it, which is true, you know, because especially in the early days of love and infatuation. But they say the first and only time that they've ever performed this tune has been either in their car together or when one of them's in the shower. I won't say.
Which one?
Yeah. But they say that they've added to that by singing it in their guest room, which is where they cut the vocals for this closing track to Georgica Pond, and it felt like a correctly combustive close to the record. So Chris Isaak's version, that originally came out in 1989. Here is Johnny Swim's version of Wicked Game from Georgica Pond.
Let's see. So eBay has a keytar. Place the order, and
let's jam again real soon.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton. Good to see you again. And you take care of that hoof and that foot.
Hand, foot, mouth.
Yeah. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
What do we